guys! This is your host, Miranda, of the Life Sucks podcast. Just wanted to remind you that, as always, copyright licensing information can be found in the episode notes, as well as any content or trigger warnings. And of course, I wanted to thank you for listening in, be it your first time or you are an avid listener. And to let you know that we are available to subscribe pretty much anywhere that you listen to podcasts. And we stream exclusively from anchor.fm. I am on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Tumblr as Miranda Gilestorm, M. Gilestorm in some inversion of that. So find me, follow me, like, subscribe, you know, do your thing. And again, thank you for listening, and on behalf of our whole Life Sucks podcast crew, I hope that you enjoy this podcast.
Bears.
What would self-care bear look like? Like, what, don't they have, like, symbols?
One of them has a bag of weed on it.
They're the rainbow teddy bear that says coexist on the chest.
No, they don't say coexist.
No, he's saying that's what this... So, never mind, Cody. Never mind. Because Grumpy Bear has the rain cloud, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not entirely crazy.
You started recording, right?
Yep.
Oh, shit. That's a good way to start.
Yeah, self-care bears. Rainbow with coexist.
Coming soon in the shop.
Oh, we
Our
should.
First merch will be self-care bears.
I could design it and put it on my Redbubble shop. I could. Self-care bear with a rainbow and coexist. I could do it. It could be stickers and t-shirts from a Redbubble store. It is a theoretical possibility. Okay, so the theme of the day is, if you hadn't guessed, self-care. Which I officially suck at. So, Cody's sitting on his phone, avoiding the world. Minna was mounted on Josh's shoulder. Open talk.
I just don't have a lot to say about this topic.
Yeah. And Josh is here because he likes to be in the podcasts.
Yeah.
But I think he has a lot to say.
Hey! Don't attack my knee. You've scratched me enough today, cat.
The Queen of Twilight is making her presence known.
I will end you.
She's about 3 seconds from the microwave right now.
Minna, are they gonna cook you? Okay. So, yes. Self-care. I guess we... Minna, hold up!
All because she has to chase her tail.
Hey, Brush! Anyways, I guess the simple place to start is, what should self-care ideally look like? What do normal humans do to take care of themselves?
You say that like it's a bad thing.
Normal humans.
What do you mean, Cody?
I don't know, you just said that like it's a bad thing.
I didn't! I meant it facetiously. Please stop blinding me with the cactus. Stop, they're really bright. They're like LEDs.
Oh, two of them are burned out. Wait.
Cody, answer the blasted question!
What? It's not really a concept that, like...
grasp?
No, that I have to worry about, because to me, like, the things that you guys all consider to be, like, big self-care things are, like, making sure you eat enough, or sleeping, and I'm like, yeah, that's just stuff I do so, like, I can function normally. If I don't get
it's
sick...
It's blinding, isn't it? The cactus is blinding!
It's like trying to give me a seizure right now.
If I don't get, like, six, 7 hours of sleep at night and eat 3 meals a day, I'm just not gonna function physically. I'll pass out. So, like, it's, I guess, not doing self-care is just not an option for me.
That's completely boring to me. I literally walked into work at 6 a.m. today and did not eat until 3:30 when I clocked off.
If I do that, it means I'm desperately sick and probably gonna die.
Mine was just, I had orders until noon, and then I had to get all 25 of my calls done, and that took me all the way up until 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
I just didn't have, I was busy. It was nonstop.
I mean, I do that sometimes too, like if I'm working in the studio, or like the one day, what day was the show? Saturday? I didn't eat until like 5 o'clock that evening. I didn't eat all day just because I woke up, did stuff around the house, ran through the set, had practice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like normally, you know, it. I don't do the whole not eating and not sleeping thing when I'm depressed.
No, that's like, I mean, you know the stories from when I was in college.
Yeah.
I don't think Josh does.
You were hallucinating feet.
Okay, that's...
decaying feet.
That is vastly oversimplifying the situation. Vastly oversimplifying the situation. I have a tendency of just going and going and going until I'm literally ready to drop.
And she just texted me one day, like, I was hallucinating feet in DiPronio's class. And...
no. It was not DiPronio's class. It was my 8 a.m. Monday class. No. Yes.
I can't say I've ever hallucinated decaying feet.
Okay, but see, here's the thing. I was working two jobs, and I was a triple major in college, so I was taking 8 classes. So literally, my schedule was full from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. every day, and then I went to work at 6 p.m. and I worked until either 2 a.m. or 6 a.m. So I was going nonstop for at least 3 days out of the week. So there were full 72-hour blocks where I did not sleep at all. And it got to the point where I was so sleep deprived that I was legitimately hallucinating in class. And I told the professor, was like, I can't come to this 8 a.m. class anymore. Like, it's not doable. And he was like, oh, that's good, because I'm gonna move it to evenings because it no longer works my schedule. I was like, perfect. That's awesome. Why don't we do that? It was my leadership class. I don't remember who taught that. I really don't.
Did he have a decaying foot?
No.
Frostbite?
No.
Gross.
It was very disturbing. And
what
was...
Adam Sandler movie was it where he got frostbite?
That was where he...
he inherited a whole bunch of money.
Yeah, the one about doing good deeds or something.
Mr. Deeds.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, he was in Anger Management, wasn't he?
No, that's Anger Management.
No, it was Anger Management.
No.
Yeah.
No, Mr. Deeds is the one with the foot because the butler stabs him through the foot.
No, I think that was... no. I think that was Anger Management.
Nope.
I'm telling you, that was...
bet you were wrong.
No, I'm pretty sure it was Mr. Deeds because he had a big mansion.
The
yeah.
The butler who stabs him through the foot. And he screams, and then the butler screams, and then...
oh, it was Mr. Deeds. Okay.
I know.
And
I
found out you. That same butler was the true heir to the fortune or whatever.
See, I don't think I ever saw that movie, but I know that scene.
Because it was the one that was in all the commercials.
Huh. Okay. Anyways.
Plus, there's a good chance it was 10 Adam Sandler movies.
Yeah, they all have the same essential plot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With different jokes. Anyways, yes, I was hallucinating because I didn't sleep for 3 out of the 7 days in a week. It was a pretty regular occurrence. And eating is just not a thing I do. Generally. So, Cody's necessity to survive is just not on my radar.
my necessity to sleep and eat, like, prevents me from overextending myself like that. Like, oh, I have a client in the studio during the week and I have to mix during the week. I'm not going to plan anything that weekend. This way I can just focus on relaxing for a day.
I don't relax.
I don't, you know, I don't tend to overbook myself like that. And I've yelled at you how many times for planning too many things?
But my thing is, I plan things for me. You do not have to attend all of my things.
Yeah, but then you get mad if I don't.
No, I don't! My things are my things. Cats!
You got Hera getting trolled by Midna in the podcast, too.
Oh, God. Everybody gets trolled by Midna. Midna!
I don't know if I want to make her an Instagram. I'm scared somebody's going to make her a waifu. She's pretty powerful.
I don't understand. Stop it! Bodhi, leave the cactus alone! What is happening right
leave
now?
Leave Brittany alone!
He's playing with my brain.
There we go. Now they're all lighting up.
There you go. It's lit.
No. Stop.
Bam.
Blinding Josh with the cactus.
My cactus.
Bright lights.
Technically, it's my cactus. You gave it to me. Linda!
Did I ever tell you where I found it?
Some pawn store.
Yeah, I got it at the pawn shop.
Oh my god. We're so off topic. I don't want to have to edit this, guys.
Then don't. It'll be a short podcast.
That's good self-care.
Self-care is built into me? Well, that type of self-care.
Really? Because I don't see any self-care in the perfectionism that you display in the
Hera,
studio.
You're licking an empty bowl.
Focus, Cody. Focus. I need you to focus.
She is licking an empty bowl.
She's hungry.
You're so dumb. You're so
she's
dumb.
She's hungry, licking up them
she's
crumbs.
She's about to jump from my shoulder to Hera.
Yep. Oh gosh, this is gonna be so bad.
Why do I always gotta be
get out of my cactus, you dumbass cat! That's real, bitch! Fuck everything. Welcome to the Life Sucks podcast. I didn't officially welcome you all, but now you understand my life. Shit, cat!
She rubbed the cactus, too.
Are there any
spikes in her? I'll do a quick check.
Her?
No, she's good.
It's not one of those...
She's a demon queen. Why are we worried?
It's not one of those cactuses that, like, has the fuzzy needles that, like, you just, like, glance it and all of a sudden it's, like, insulation and it's just, like, stuck to you.
I don't know
damn
about
it.
That
life. I do. I actually
it's
fell into
horrific.
A cactus once.
You've never experienced... Never mind. You're from this area. I'm from the desert.
Actually,
it's a horrific experience. Minna,
when I was
if
first...
you send my laptop flying, you will be a dead cat. I will put you in the microwave.
Yeet.
Anyways, I mean...
Your perfectionism in the studio. That's what I was discussing. Because I have watched you get a good take, go... Nah. And then redo things. Or have something perfectly fine.
And then spend a day fixing it. And then decide I liked it better how it was before.
And then go, no, I'm gonna remaster this and re-release it. Cody.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't like those two tracks that we already released as singles. I'm gonna remaster them.
Okay, but what does that have to do with self-care, though?
You're giving yourself unnecessary stress.
No!
For no good reason. That's not good self-care.
That, it's stress to you. I enjoy doing it. I think that's a challenge. Yeah, let
really?
Me go back and see how much
really?
Better I can make this.
Really? Because the fuck and the mouse slamming and the keyboard slamming that comes from that room says otherwise.
It's stressful at times, but overall, I enjoy it. I wouldn't trade doing that for anything else.
None of us can talk you into doing it for a living.
if I had the skills and ability.
Bullshit.
Besides, I'm making good money right now where I'm at.
You're making the same you would make as a teacher.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much exactly. Anyways, we're off topic again, Brittany.
Staying in a job that makes you miserable simply because you think it's security financially.
I'm not miserable. Honestly, the stuff I'm doing right now as a QC analyst is not bad. I don't have to deal with other people or customers. It's just
still working with you,
Dad. It's data and numbers and testing. That's fine.
Sensei Pete.
Yeah, it's a drive.
I know that life.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely love not commuting. That was one of the best decisions I ever made. The 5-minute drive to my cafe is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely beautiful.
But you're also not getting any highway miles.
No, I get town miles.
You know, highway miles are really good for your transmission, though.
How fast do you think I go down Little Road?
Sounds like fast enough.
And I go on deliveries at least once a day. Cody, get off your fucking phone!
Alright, so
why am I getting notifications from you?
Speaking of self-care, Brittany. Why don't you talk about your self-care?
I just did. I don't do it.
Uh-huh. You don't sleep, you don't eat.
I sleep now.
Meh.
I sleep at least...
Okay, how many times do you say, I'm going to sleep, then I walk in an hour and a half later and you're on your phone reading fanfiction?
I sleep at least... I will say I get at least 4 hours... of sleep.
That's not enough.
A night.
That's not enough. I'll die on that.
It's not enough for you. However, if I don't get at least 3 solid hours, like, together, I'm not gonna do so well the next day.
You never do so well the next day.
How would you know? I was awake all day today. I didn't get a nap or anything.
I was impressed. That's a rarity.
And tomorrow I have errands to run, so. Josh, how do you do or not do self-care?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Sleep was getting to be a problem. I was actually measuring it on my watch. Like I saw, and I know some people probably don't like it, but if I don't smoke, my actual sleep time, my numbers are all so low, except for light sleep is like maxed out. And my actual sleep time is an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Whereas it's like 6 or 7 hours otherwise.
I can't sleep that much. It gives me a headache. I get migraines if I'm literally laying down for more than 6 hours. I cannot be horizontal that long. It is too much.
Yeah. I worry a lot, which is really bad self-care.
That's not... I don't know that that's something you can control. I feel like self-care is things that we can control, by definition. Like, I know that something that relieves stress for me is doing something creative. So, like, I just opened another word document, another page to start another chapter in one of my things. I know that that is going to be a good creative outlet for me. It's going to be a good distraction from things that are bothering me. It's going to make me feel like I'm accomplishing something, which is good for me. Because believe it or not, I'm actually task-oriented. I need to feel like I have a goal and that I'm accomplishing that goal. So it'll be a good thing for me to set the goal, accomplish the goal, move on to my next one. So I think that's part of why I like doing this podcast, because it makes me feel like I'm actively doing something. Mm-hmm. I'm actively engaging, I'm actively accomplishing something, and it's a consistent accomplishment. And it's even better when it's a creative outlet, something that I feel like I'm good at, I'm building the skill with. So, if there's a positive thing that I can do to benefit myself, I will. Like, send my email to my advisor today stating school is not helping me right now. I think it's time for me to pull out for a while. So that's gonna be a thing for a little while until I get myself on more solid footing and I decide what I actually want from life, whether it is or is not to be a counselor. We'll see. Or if I'll just have said I did it for 2 years and then I did another year and a half of grad school on it and paid my dues. Was it?
Mm-hmm. Making a decision like that can be self-care.
Yeah, no, I definitely think that when I made the decision that I wasn't going to do it anymore and I didn't have the constant, you should be doing homework, you should be doing homework, you should be doing homework, burning in the back of my head, that was a huge relief.
And you constantly
get it, Link.
Avoided it?
Well, it's because, like, there was a week where I literally had 15 chapters in a book to read, and I was like, yeah, I can't work 10 hours every day and read 15 chapters of a textbook on different methods of experimentation, and another 8 chapters on different forms of, I don't even remember, assessing. Like, it's just not gonna happen. Like, it just isn't. Like, I can't do that. Be a mom. Keep up with my friends, which is becoming less and less of an issue. And stay sane. Like, it just wasn't gonna happen. So, when I took that off my plate, it was a huge relief. I haven't decided if I'm going to withdraw entirely or just take a couple of terms off and then decide, but I'm in the process of that. Probably should make that decision before Wednesday when I'm supposed to do a group project with someone so that I don't sabotage that someone. I don't need to be sabotaging other people. Workers that all the time. Apparently, I'm the first caterer they've ever had that doesn't do that. I don't just steal from them, I actually help them rather than just take all of their stuff and use it for catering. Yesterday, while I was waiting, I just prepped for them. Then I took my delivery order, and then I came back, and then I was their barista for another 3 hours. Was fun too.
Barista is such fun work.
I cannot count how many frozen strawberry lemonades I made yesterday. Apparently it was hot enough that everybody wanted a frozen lemonade yesterday.
Ooh, that sounds good.
I make them with fresh strawberries.
I do remember this being a
self-care podcast.
Oh, well, yeah.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say Frappuccino season when I was a barista. Many, many cold drinks.
We make our, like,
ice soy lattes.
Our frozen coffees with a cold brew mix. It's concentrated dark brew coffee, or dark roast coffee. By the way, I did talk to my GM about you today. Because we just put up our signs about we're hiring. And he was like, does he have any experience? It's like, yeah. And basically, like, every portion of the cafe. Like, was a barista and has worked in restaurants and kitchens. I was like, oh, then a starting pay would probably be pretty good with experience. I was like, okay, cool. I'll let him know.
Sweet. That could be fun.
Yeah. What is wrong with that picture? What did you do to my face?
Do you have a cursed image?
Oh, is that the face thing? The
yep.
old thing that you guys were doing?
Yep.
Why do I not look that different? That's terrifying.
That's what happens when you stop using Botox at 60.
Oh, I don't like these apps. They make you look old.
I already look pretty old. Oh, my eyes.
He's still trying to get you a seizure. Like, he's fucking determined today.
Beautiful, Josh. Alright, so
are
self-care.
Are you stoned? So self-care.
Self-care.
It keeps me good. Brings me back to evil neutral. Or chaotic neutral. As opposed to chaotic evil.
Medication is a form of self-care, Brittany.
Shut the fuck up! Why are you gonna call me out like this? Holy shit. Sometimes I don't take my medication deliberately, okay? Okay, we're just gonna leave it at that. Sometimes I need to be a sociopath, okay?
What the fuck?
Holy shit! Sorry, Josh.
None of these things happen.
I am on my medication, thank you very much.
He blinded me and then turned me into an old man.
That's the whole point.
Look at me. Move your face closer.
That hurt.
Alright, are we good here? Self-care?
I don't know. Do you take your medication, Cody?
Yeah.
And you go to your appointments?
Yep.
What about midness self-care?
I don't know, we're gonna have to find something to calm you the fuck down.
Yeah, cat can't even get high.
Cat, it doesn't work on her.
It just empowers her.
She's fucking invincible.
I think the young filter on you makes a bigger difference than the old filter.
Fuck
off. Damn.
I already look fucking 16. Fuck off, Cody. I can't even imagine how young I sound in these podcasts.
That's a good one.
Oh, God. I'm over here talking about when I was in college, and I just did grad school.
And I'm still older.
I just queued a post on Tumblr calling you my adopted child. I was like,
I'm from the future.
It's fine. It's all fine. Everything's fine.
Well, I'm one of those time travelers that mess with the Berenstain Bears spelling. Mm. Oh no, I might have followers now.
It's okay, I'm on several lists. I have been since I was in the 8th grade.
What are you doing to her face?
My husband's a douchebag, if anybody's listening. I'm leaving that in. I'm not editing shit in this. Anyways, this has been your very short podcast about self-care.
And how to avoid it.
And how we apparently avoid it, like the plague. And Cody's is just built into him because he'll, like, collapse into a heap. A very whiny heap if he doesn't do it.
Yeah.
If he doesn't have his medication, he becomes a dick. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a sociopath, but he becomes a dick.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Hey. Yep. Have a good week. We'll talk to you again soon. Hopefully with the whole group. Crew.
Yay.
Bam.
Them boys.
Oh. Friendship group. That's right. That's what we are. We're a friendship group. We're
a super nexus. Friendship group because we can't be the Justice League.
We're the Defenders.
True. It's copyrighted.
the super super powered elite out of high school.
We're the urban anti heroes.
We're not adults, we're post teenagers.
Yeah. Alright. Bye guys.